Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you live from beautiful Stamford, Connecticut. Let's talk to an East Coast guy, one of my favorite just human beings that I got to know over the course of this crazy career in business. He is the one and only Jeff Zilgit from USA Today, NBA writer, insider, extraordinaire, does it all. I was going to throw a bunch of other titles on there, but he's just Jeff. Hi, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, Bill. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. Can you remind the people, because I think sometimes people forget, that as exciting as some of the games were over the weekend, that these series are actually not over and that there is not conclusive data yet? Because I've seen so many overreactions from so many places after the first weekend of the NBA playoffs.
Well, Bill, I like to call it jumping to conclusions. We all do it in our various ways. And in general, when it comes to the playoffs, we are prisoners of the moment. And so we're sort of doing things based on what we see. But Bill, the point you just made, we've seen too many games where a team is blown out one game and comes back the next. That's the very nature of the playoffs for a lot of teams. If there's anything to gather from a bad loss, good win, whatever it is, close game, like last night's Oklahoma City game, is you go from there, and the very next game, the very much opposite of what just happened in game one can happen in game two. Now, I know there's certain circumstances we can get into a couple of series. You know, the Sixers played really well, gave the Knicks a game, but the minutes without Joel Embiid were not very good for the Sixers, and he's already, you know, not 100%, has a little injury scare, and so there are some things that maybe do play out, Bill, but your overall point is, you know, some of these series, let's see what the Suns do in game two. You know, let's see what happens in game two is they're very much the bottom line here.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Jeff Zilgit here on the show. The one series to me, Jeff, that feels like maybe you could jump to conclusions, which is dangerous even in one scenario, but the one where I would feel a little less nervous if somebody said this series is going to go the way we expect is Nuggets versus Lakers. And the Lakers played Denver really tough for big stretches of that game, and then Denver's quality just came out. Do you see a path, adjustments, a scenario, if you're a Lakers fan, that you can cling to in the hope that you can make a series of this thing against the defending champions?
Yeah, Bill, it all depends on what you and I are talking about, what a series is here. Are we talking a six-game series, a seven-game? I mean, I don't think it goes past six, Bill. I mean, one, we have some precedent here. The nine consecutive Nuggets victories, including four in a row in last year's Western Conference Finals. The fact that LeBron and AD can have really good games, by and large, statistically, LeBron's seven turnovers didn't help. But LeBron said it best, is that the margin for error against the Nuggets is really, really small. And I'm not sure that this Lakers team has that kind of margin of error in them. And that's just how good Denver is. And Bill, you hit on a point, and I looked at some of the numbers. Over the past few seasons, especially, you know, last year and this year, there might not be a better closing team than the Denver Nuggets. The way they execute down the stretch, not only offensively, because you have Joker and Jamal Murray, and then, you know, you can find Aaron Gordon the ball, you can get it to Michael Porter Jr., so on and so forth, is the Nuggets also can do it defensively as well. So it's really hard just to see the Lakers coming up with the kind of plan. You know, AD was fantastic, though. Like, that's about as good of a game you're going to get from AD, and Denver just pulls away down the stretch. Adjustments, Bill, I don't know. You know, cut down some turnovers. Can you get D'Angelo Russell to hit a couple more shots, not go 1-for-9 from three. All those things matter. We're talking the Lakers need to play perfect basketball probably to win this series. I'm not sure they're capable of that.
Jeff Zilkin here on the show. Jeff, that some of these games were not particularly close, but last night's game was pretty amazing. And it felt like there was a chance for New Orleans without Zion to steal that game. And at least from my eye, the last 2 minutes got pretty nervy. There were some bad turnovers that happened, especially for that Pelicans team. But it is a long series, and that is a Pelicans team that has some pretty great perimeter defenders. They do a great job guarding the three. They did not get a great shooting night from Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum. McCollum had a better second half, but missed that shot at the end. Is that a series that you think could have a different outcome than the opening led us to believe? Is there a different series where you sort of look at it despite a team that lost and say, I could see that team winning this best of seven despite being down 1-0?
I think, Bill, I'd feel a little bit more confident of saying that had they got game one. Let's look at this Oklahoma City team. Not only is this group playing in the playoffs together for the first time, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you talk about the Pelicans, there are some shaky moments before that 2 minute mark for the Thunder. And I think that illustrates that they haven't been in this position before, Bill, with this roster. A lot of these guys are playing in their first playoff series. And so you saw some of that. And Mark Daigneault, who probably is going to win Coach of the Year, also coaching in his first best of seven playoff series as a head coach in the NBA. And so you take those into account. I'm going to chalk that up to some of the first time jitters for this squad. I think New Orleans can make these games close. I'm just not sure they can win the series without Zion. Even if you get better shooting games from a couple of the guys you mentioned, Jose Alvarado didn't have a great game offensively, and you're not going to get great game from him offensively too much, but a little bit better than what he had. But I think once this Thunder team settles in, you're going to start to see really why they got the number one seed in the West. And for those of who haven't really watched Oklahoma City this year, obviously you've heard of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren. Zero in on Jalen Williams. He's one of my favorite players in the league. He's on the verge of being an all-star. He might not have the all-star glamour game, but he's a fantastic two-way player, Bill, and he might be the second most important player on that Thunder roster.
It is such a talented young team. Jeff Zilkin here on the show. Jeff, the Celtics, I don't even know what superlatives to use to describe how good they are. Third highest net rating in NBA history. They've got a pretty, and you earn this with the one seed, they have a pretty favorable path forward, especially with no Jimmy Butler in this Heat series. And they've obviously got experience. They, a couple years ago, made the finals and lost. Last year, were a game away from another finals. I don't usually do absolutes, but I want to ask you this. Given their success this year, given their roster, how far do they have to go without it feeling like chaos and failure in Boston? Is a finals appearance the answer? If they have to win, what is the minimum standard if you're the Celtics organization for this postseason?
Finals appearance, Bill, because once you get there, you're going to play a really good team coming out of the West. I still think it's going to be Denver. But look, you started to hit on a couple things. When is this team with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum as the, co-leaders, and maybe Jason Tatum, a little bit more? He's going to be probably first team all NBA this year, and I'm not sure Jaylen Brown is going to make one of the all NBA teams. But this is probably the best team they've had, Bill, since Jaylen Brown got there. They've been to what, 4 and 5 conference finals with those two. I think Jaylen Brown got there his rookie year, so he has one more than Jason Tatum. But you add Porzingis, you add Jrue Holiday. It's the best starting five in the league, Bill. You talk about, the superlatives. They did everything they had to in game one. They didn't leave any doubt, which was sort of the minimum request right there. Okay. Don't give Miami any chance to think that they can be in this series. Go out there and take care of business in the very businesslike manner. And that's exactly what they did. But getting to it, Bill, like you get to the finals, we all know it can go either way, but I think that's the sort of the bare minimum. I think anything short of that is going to be a huge disappointment, for the players in the organization. And, again, they've put together that starting five. They've got some, might not have always the kind of bench you look at and say, man, that's a top quality bench, but they do pretty well. And so let's see how far they can get. But, you know, short of that, there's going to be disappointment in Boston lots of ways around if they don't win the East.
Jeff, real talk here. When we get to this stage of things, right, we are at the very beginning of a very long postseason marathon. Are you one of those NBA writers who are thrilled and excited, or like several unnamed friends, are you one of those folks who slap their head and say, oh, my God, now it begins? Where's your head at as we begin this beautiful two-month grind?
No, Bill, I like to see the start of it. I like to, all the things that we're sitting here talking about right now. It all plays a role into what happens in the next round, the round after that, and, you know, conference finals, NBA finals, and what team starts to figure it out, what team hasn't been there before and can get there. If you look at the West, Bill, in, at the top with Minnesota and Oklahoma City, that roster that they have, Bill, maybe certain players have gone deep into the playoffs, but the rosters they haven't played together to go deep into the playoffs. So I'm really interested to see how they react from one game to the next. What happens when some adversity hits? What do they do? How do they react? We haven't talked in depth about the Knicks-Sixers series, but you know, the Knicks wound their way up with a shorthanded roster there to get the number two seed. You know, how much can they rely on Jalen Brunson game in, game out to get them to the conference finals? I do appreciate that aspect of it in the first round. Now, granted, Bill, maybe some of those others you are talking to, they have a two-month grind. They're on the road the entire time.
Fair.
My circumstance is a little bit different where I won't be on the road the entire time. For it, a good portion of it, but not the entire time. And so maybe that makes my viewpoint just a little bit different.
That's a great point. I won't be either, and I still feel sorry for myself because I'm spoiled. Jeff Zilgit on the show. Let me ask you a final question this way, if you don't mind. If you had to make a prediction about the NBA Finals, but I asked you to exclude Denver and Boston, and for the sake of this argument, the number one seed in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder, where would you go to then if those three teams were not an option for finals?
Wow, that's a great, great question, Bill. Okay, let's go with this. The Clippers did impress me without Kawhi. Now, for them to make that deep run, I think they're going to need Kawhi. I thought that was a couple teams, Bill, when I talk about the Pacers, huge letdown for me considering there's a chance to steal a game one. And the same for Dallas. Going on the road without a Kawhi – Clippers team, you got to win that game. So I will lean toward a team that has some, experience, Bill. So let me go with the Clippers in the West. The East gets a little bit more difficult. I think by default, Bill, I'm going to have to go with the Knicks. They play with the kind of confidence. They seem to, get the plays from players they need when they need it. They had a good bench performance the other day from their squad. I'm just not sure if I drill down, Bill, that any of the other teams. The exception there, let me say this. If Giannis comes back healthy for the Bucks, like Bucks Clippers, that's what I would go with, Bill. How about that?
That's a great answer. Jeff Zilgit hanging out on the show. Jeffrey, I look forward. Hey, Jeff, do me a favor. I don't know if I've ever brought this up to you.
Yeah.
When we were all in Boston, because you were there, I think you were there for this. When we were there in Boston for the finals a couple years ago, the Celtics gave, remember they had, for the media food, they had giant lobsters. Remember they had these giant lobsters, as many as you could eat, and I don't know how to eat a lobster, and I was walking, I decided, I got the courage, I'm going to eat this lobster, and I walked over to the table, and I think Sam Amick were maybe 15 or 20 feet away, I think you were with Sam, and Sam basically tried to open the lobster, and lobster juice came out of the lobster and hit a guy walking by, and I turned and walked to the steak. Do you remember this?
I do, Bill, and what's funny about it is someone had brought their lobster down to the media workroom from the dining room and was sitting next to me, and the same thing happened. They cracked it open, and lobster liquid went flying, at my suit jacket and everything. What are you going to do, Bill? It's the way it goes, but your point is correct. You're going to have to manage those lobsters. And maybe that's why, Bill, we find one of those places in the North End where they do it for you. They put it on a roll, warm butter, and we're good to go with the lobster roll.
My plan was just to have you show me how to open the lobster and do the lobster because the lobster scares me. But I'll tell you what, I like your plan better, Jeff Zilgit. Let's do it on me. And as always, man, thanks for – I love having you on the show. Thanks for making time, pal.
Yep, thanks for having me, Bill. We'll talk here in a bit.
All right, buddy. Jeff Zilgit from USA Today. I knew it was Zilgit standing next to Amick. So apparently it was just lobster juices flying everywhere. I told Tom, I'm telling you, lobster overrated.
Come on, man. It's not overrated. It's delicious.
Ending friendships, getting in people's way.
It's a delicacy.
Don't love it.
I don't know what to tell you.
True story. You know those movies where a kid gets up the guts to ask out the girl or to jump off the rock or to, you know, whatever. I'm going to do it. There's triumphant music playing in the background, like that music from Lord of the Rings where they all attack each other. No, 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 no. And I was just, and then I saw that lobster juice come out, and I just turned and walked to the steak. Didn't even look back to see what chaos was ensuing. Wanted nothing to do with it. All right, do you know what I do want something to do with, a lot to do with? Buy or sell. Pretty Daddy brings a beautiful version and also just emotionally goes at me. So that'll be fun. It's coming up next year on Rider Than You.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Hey, Tom, can you do this part of your job? No!
That's not what happened.
Oh, I misread it?
They asked me to go one step further than doing my job.
you're not a one step further kind of guy.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. He is Tom DeCelestino. I don't think I ever say your last name anymore. Pretty Daddy. To all of you, Pretty Daddy RTY. By the way, somebody got nominated for Bum of the Week here. Let's see if it was you. Oh, it wasn't. It's probably not even worth reading. Not even worth reading. Oh, you know what? Maybe you will be nominated. Curtis Tweet. Hey, sports writer, buy or sell. You know what? I'm going to save that for buy or sell. I mentioned earlier I had an Uber driver who went really slow. Listen to this, Phil in Stratford. Bill, that Uber driver was in the wrong, driving under the speed limits to save gas, then asking for a 5-star review. In my books, he's the front runner for Bum of the Week. You think it was a gas-saving technique?
Well, you have had an Uber driver stop for gas with you in the car.
That was crazy. That wasn't the crazy part, though. The crazy part was as he filled up, he just went into the, for 10 minutes.
Into the mini-mart?
Yeah, I have a theory that he had to go to the bathroom. I just sat in the car. I had one guy walk by me who was like just filling up his gas, looking at me to say, what? Is up, man. Where'd your guy go? I don't know. It would have been awkward to get out and call an Uber, and then he accepts it. Hello again.
That would happen to you.
Let's do buy or sell.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start things off in the NFL. Over the weekend at a fundraiser, Dak Prescott, quarterback of America's team, as you know, had this to say about his contract situation in Dallas.
Honestly, I'm focused on the moment, on the now. If the talks begin and real talks get to happen, sure, we can talk about getting that done. But in this case right now, honestly, I'm worried about just getting better, being better tomorrow than I am at this moment. So leaving that up to my agent and Jerry at this point. And when those talks begin, I'll be more involved, obviously. So
no talk to him. Are you surprised with no talk to him?
No, I mean, I've been in conversation. I've talked to Jerry, and so I understand where we are, obviously. And Jerry's mentioned the same, so there's not any gray area in that sense. So, yeah.
You and he talked about the cap and all the situations and why they're not doing it.
We had a great conversation. We had a great conversation that put us aligned and where we are and moving forward, and or where we are in this moment, I should say. And we'll address moving forward as that comes about.
Bill, buy or sell Dak entering this season in the final year of his deal benefits Dak more than it does the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to buy because it always does, right?
Buy.
At the start of that, he said honestly. Buy or sell, when someone says honestly, they're going to lie to you.
Buy.
Honestly, I think you're the best, Tom.
Buy.
Yes, I think that, I mean, how many places this year, right, if it were this season, would roll out the red carpet for him if he had been available? At least a few. I mean, a year from now, if things don't go well in New York and or Aaron Rodgers retires, the Jets would make a ton of sense. There's a ton of places that someone's going to pay the guy.
Someone's going to pay the guy. To your point, I mean, he hadn't won prior to the contract he got last time from Dallas, and he got himself a fat contract.
Yeah. Now, that's a different question as whether or not I would pay him, but I don't know what choice the Cowboys have.
All right, Bill.
Buy or sell, starting now, Dak Prescott will have a better career than Kyler Murray.
Buy.
Wow, okay.
I think for me personally, that has more to do with Kyler. But it's interesting. I think you would get plenty of people who would say Kyler.
Kyler's younger, right? So there's more time, in theory, to be consistent. And they were a lot better. It didn't matter because they were already out of it. But when he came back from injury, they were better. He played well.
All right, Bill. Speaking of playing well, let's get to some college football here. Now, in Texas's Orange and White spring game on Saturday, Arch Manning got the most playing time he's seen since he committed to the Longhorns. Manning started the game 10 for his first 10 and finished with 355 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Of course, as you know, Bill, Manning had just 5 pass attempts all of last season, even with the starter Quinn Ewers getting hurt last year. Bill, buy or sell getting excited about Arch Manning's performance in Texas's spring game?
I hate how excited buy. I hate it.
Buy.
Because I am one of the contributors to the legitimacy of the question I'm now going to ask you. Buy or sell, you think Arch Manning's name could be an impediment to his success in this game?
Buy.
The expectations are massive. Let's just say, you know, when he is the starting quarterback at Texas, what is going to be the equivalent from a media attention perspective? He's going to get more attention than Bronny James because Bronny's didn't play that much and obviously had that scare with his heart. And I'm trying to think what I can't think of a comp.
And whatever we think the comp is, because I'm with you, I can't think of one that would fit. It's Texas. It's Texas football.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, Bronny was playing at USC, and I'm not trying to, you know, belittle that program.
Yeah, college basketball is not college football. So, all right, you've got Bronny James, right? He's a thing. You've got Arch Manning. You've got Tiger Jr. making his sort of arrival to the golf game. Leo Messi's oldest son is a lot younger than these guys, but just scored, I think, something 10 or 7 or 9 goals in some random advanced soccer game. Buy or sell, you're looking forward to the era of the Hall of Famers kid that's obviously coming.
Buy.
You are.
I want to see it. And I want to see it. And part of that is not everyone is going to succeed. Some of these guys are going to fall on their face.
Yeah. What's really interesting about all those guys is you can't have the same hunger. You can't. The likelihood you have the same hunger is lower if you come from very successful parents. Right? I mean, LeBron's talked about, like, that he was working to get to something and away from something. Bronny James has a very different life. And that's the American dream. You want your kids to have a better life than you have. But it'll just be interesting to see all of these dudes, all these players, not just trying to live up to their dad's or their uncle's names, their family names, but also just how it translates when you don't have to succeed in order to have a successful life.
All right, Bill, hoopier than thou, and let's go back to Saturday. Anthony Edwards was chirping at Kevin Durant in the third quarter of Minnesota's win over Phoenix after Ant-Man hit a three over KD to give the Timberwolves a 16-point lead. They went on to win by 25. And here's Ant-Man postgame about his trash talk towards KD.
I think everybody here knows that's my favorite player of all time, so that was probably one of the best feelings ever in my whole life, for sure.
Bill, buy or sell after game one, you're not confident with your bet with your co-host.
I got a bet on the Suns. I will buy that I'm not confident.
Buy.
Thank you for the double negative. What really pisses me off is that I'm right in general. I'm right on the Pacers' youth crumbled. The Pelicans and the Thunder, their youth made each team crumble over the course of that game, but obviously one of them had to win and Shea stepped up. Young teams that experience don't play well. I didn't realize that Anthony Edwards was Michael Jordan, so that's I knew he was really good. Yeah, I've already sent John multiple congratulation notes on his win, and here, all right, let me ask you this question. I have an expense account. It's part of the job. Just let me finish. What are you saying?
No, you can't.
Hold on, just listen. I have a $1,000 bet. I'm going to have four colleagues there. If we all went to dinner, I would expense it. Buy or sell, I can expense some of it.
No, none of it.
What do you mean no?
Sell.
Why?
That is not, no. That would
$300 of it.
No, not even 3 cents of it.
What? I think you're wrong.
No, that goes against everything in the bet.
Why?
It's got to be your money.
I said I'll buy dinner.
No, that would be the company buying dinner.
If I took you to dinner, I can't do this, but let's just say that I took you to dinner and I bought you money with Paramount, or bought you dinner with Paramount's money. You'd still have dinner. You wouldn't have a less of a dinner. I'd have bought you dinner. You didn't buy the dinner.
But in no way, shape, or form would you be paying for the dinner. You lost.
I didn't say I'd pay for the dinner. We said the other guy has to buy a $1,000 dinner. I didn't specify whether it was Bitcoin or my credit card or gold that I buried in my backyard or a corporate credit card.
This is all-time low. Even for you, this is low.
All-time low.
This is low.
It's still going to cost me $700 of my own money.
This is low. No, you cannot do this. No.
Why?
No, that goes against every etiquette in, like, that would be like me, right? Like, I never pay off bets. That'd be something I would do.
$1,000, a lot of money.
I understand, so you shouldn't have made the bet.
I'm going to get permission. I'm going to ask my boss how much I can expense.
You need permission from the rest of your co-hosts for this bet.
No, I disagree.
This is, you got some nerve.
This really offends you.
You wouldn't be losing the bet.
What do you mean? I would buy the dinner.
70% of it.
Well, I'm going to try to get more, but I guess. that's what I'm aiming for.
All right, Bill, let's continue in the NBA here. Michael Porter Jr. scored 19 points and had 8 rebounds in the Nuggets' Game 1 win over the Lakers on Saturday. And Porter Jr. saw his brother Jante receive a lifetime ban from the NBA last week, and he also had another brother sentenced to 6 years in prison for killing a woman in a DUI crash. Yeah. Bill, buy or sell, what's happened in the last several days will impact Michael Porter Jr.'s performance in the weeks ahead.
I think it's a good question and a sad question. By the way, poor Michael Porter Jr. I mean, you love the people you love. It's his family. It would affect me, I think. But sometimes those things can also be a refuge, right? Kobe Bryant talked about that during his rape trial and those accusations. That the court was a getaway. In the event where he claimed, at least, he was falsely accused. That's a good question. It was buy or sell that it'll impact him. I'll sell. I think...
Sell.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been through something like that, thank God. But I think it might be the only place where he won't have to be thinking about it. Because you have to go somewhere else when you're competing. Mentally, emotionally.
All right, Bill. The Heat blew out the Bulls on Friday in the play-in. Afterwards, reports surfaced that Chicago had offered pending free agent DeMar DeRozan a 2-year deal that could be worth up to $40 million per season. DeRozan turns 35 years old in August. Bill, buy or sell this reported contract offer is a good idea for the Bulls.
Sell. They're not good enough. What is this keep rolling it back thing every year? Trade Caruso, blow the team up, start over. The problem is, and this was pointed out, every year the Bulls, you know, win 40 games or whatever they win, they make the play and they lose, and they make a bunch of money. The team actually makes money. So the concern becomes the owner just doesn't care about winning. He cares about making money.
I'm going to say something here that's not fair.
Because they're not going to the apron. Talk to me.
Billy Donovan has to regret not taking the Kentucky job.
I thought about that the other day, but I'm going to sell your perspective. And I'm going to tell you
sell.
Why. Guys like Billy Donovan he's a hoop head, right? And the level of tactical difficulty, the chess match is so much more severe at the NBA level than the college level. I think he thrives on that. And these dudes didn't want to recruit back when there wasn't transfer portal and there wasn't NIL, right? I mean, that's all their full-time job. I don't think Billy Donovan will coach again in college if and when he can't coach in the NBA.
Soccer!
Don't do it.
You
just
wanted
nice.
Soccer? You got soccer.
Yeah, you're a jerk. All right.
Real Madrid defeated Barcelona 3-2 in El Clasico. The game winner, Bill, came in added time. Buy or sell this last week has been the hardest of your Barcelona fandom.
Yeah, bye. It was terrible. By the way,
bye.
I know you don't watch these games. Barcelona's Lamine Yamal scored a wonder goal that they didn't give them because they didn't have the technology to see if it crossed the goal line. Whatever. I don't want to get into it. Did you ask me if it was miserable? I did not even listen to your question. I just guessed what it was.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. It was a brutal, terrible week.
Bye.
Then I had to go sit in a green room with our Golazo Network people who were just talking nonstop about Barcelona. So that was bye. That was awesome.
Bye.
Must be a rough week for you. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Golazo and Tom.
You wanted soccer. I gave you soccer.
Can you name this movie? You ready? Here we go. I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to do it. I can't believe your wife left you at the altar. That must be so embarrassing. Yeah, and my parents died when I was younger, too. Do you want to talk about that? Why would I want to talk about that? I don't know.
Sell.
The Wedding Singer. Adam Sandler talking to a drunk frat boy who is making fun of him, like you are me, about his pain, because he thinks it's funny.
I would never make fun of you.
Yeah.
I would never.
You're a friend for the ages.
I would never do that to you. Bill?
Hey, let me ask you this. You can see me on Skype. I'm doing Beyond the Arc, which will be on CBS Sports Network at 2 Eastern Live from this hotel room. Buy or sell, it's going to look sharp.
Sell.
Okay. See, I would never lie to you.
You're such a good person.
I would always tell you the truth. Bill, I got two soccer questions for you today. Messi had two goals and an assist in Inter Miami's win over Nashville on Saturday. The 36-year-old Messi has 7 goals this season so far for Inter Miami. Buy or sell, Messi can be the best player in the MLS for 2 more years.
Oh, this year and next year? Or this year, next year, and the year after?
No, let's go this year and next year.
It's right on the board. I would have sold it if it was 3 years. I will buy.
Buy.
So as you know, I'm just going to brag about my kid. As you know, we've talked about that Henry, my son, met Messi last year. I mean, met strong. He got in a crowd. Well, I don't know. Messi got down and said something to him and signed his jersey. And Henry had not really ever been an amazing soccer player. He has literally transformed himself into a pretty good soccer player. Scored a brace this weekend. Henry has 8 goals in, I think, 6 games this year. I think he has scored, what is it? Let me just do the math on this. I think he scored 14 goals in 9 games since Messi signed his shirt. I think he'd scored 1 goal in his life before that. Buy or sell, you actually think Messi magic is real?
Buy.
It's pretty crazy, man. Look, I love my son so much, and my daughter. He was not a very good soccer player, and now he is amazing. I mean, it's the stuff he's doing. It's Messi, right? It's amazing how one guy just a moment of kindness can have such an impact on somebody's life.
Exactly. Like, Henry's going to look back on that interaction, however short or long it was. Like, and forget about core memory. Like, that's something that's changed not only his sports life, but his life moving forward.
It's crazy. Buy or sell, Messi's acts of kindness make you want to start being nice to people against your history.
Sell.
It's just not my style. I got to stay true to who I am.
I gotcha.
It's time for No Context Buy or Sell.
Bill, buy or sell, it's fair to boo players this early in the Major League Baseball season.
Is this an Aaron Judge question? I won't judge you if it is.
Buy.
Yeah. Yeah, bye. You can boo whenever you want.
Bye.
I think booing's okay. I don't choose to do it. I don't let my kids do it. Henry started to boo at a game we were at. I said, no, we don't boo. Buy or sell, you'd let your kid boo.
Bye.
Really?
How else do you show your displeasure?
By not spending your money on those tickets?
That's fair.
But I'm trying to think why. I think we were the away team. We were an away team. And I just didn't feel like it was great to be booing the home team. You know, show a little respect. Also something that's not your style.
That's not my bag.
No, you're a respectful guy. Buy or sell, this red sweater you're wearing is new.
Sell.
I mean, this is very red, crimson red. I mean, making a statement?
It's a crew sweatshirt, too. It's not a hoodie.
I don't know what that means.
There's no hood. That's all it means.
Right, sweatshirt.
Crew.
You say crew, I think that you're in a boat and you're with the oars.
Well, I think that's what it stems from.
Because it's cold on the water?
I didn't participate.
Anyway,
in crew.
You look stylish.
I don't think that's true.
Buy or sell, you're excited about my fancy sweatpants things I'm gonna wear into the office later this week.
Sell.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm meeting the boss in sweatpants.
Oh, yeah, that's where I was going there. What do? You can't wear that.
Is he pretty good? Is he a nice dresser?
He is professionally dressed.
Buy or sell, you think I should wear jeans and a sports coat?
Buy.
Come on.
First a impression.
Yeah, that'll be my winning personality. Hey, will you like me? No? All right, let's get into Sixers, Knicks, and why Philadelphia might be cursed. There's a karma issue with a little news that's going on. We'll get into that after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Writer with you here on Writer Than You. Philly played the Knicks tonight, and I'm a believer in karma, but I don't think it team can do something in a past life to cause it problems in its present one, since teams aren't alive, but wow, this Sixers team and its bad luck. We know that Joel Embiid does not look right, does not look 100%. Still, impactful player. Latest news, Tyrese Maxey is listed as questionable and missed shoot-around today because he has some sort of illness. And if Maxey does not play in that game tonight, really hard to see the Sixers overcoming a really good Knicks team. Since OG Anunoby got traded to the New York Knicks, when he has played with the Knicks, they have been something in the neighborhood of, I believe it's now 21 or 22 and 3. The stat that is mind-boggling to me, though, and that's a pretty good stat, is what he has done without Julius Randle, because Julius Randle obviously out for the remainder of the season. They played about half their games together. But even without Randle, so a better look at this particular basketball team, because there is no Randle right now, the Knicks are 9-1 when OG plays, but Randle doesn't. 9-1. And this Knicks team... Now, Tom, are you, I forget, are you a Knicks fan? Not really, because...
Yeah, by your rules. Yeah, by your rules, not anymore.
What are my rules?
You know, being a fan, watching the games, cheering them on, going to games.
Caring.
Right.
Having the connection at all.
Right, right.
So I haven't wanted to say this out loud, because I don't want to jinx it. It would be amazing to cover a finals at the Garden. It would be career highlight, bucket list kind of thing. I don't think it's entirely impossible. I think it's unlikely. I think the Celtics are really good. But if the Knicks win this series, and this series is far from over, and certainly Tyrese Maxey being ill for a random game would help a lot. If the Knicks win this series, Tom, there's a world where all of a sudden New York's got a difficult but legitimate path to an actual finals. If that happens, would you get back on the Knicks bandwagon? Because that will be an exciting energy in New York.
No, I wouldn't be back on the bandwagon.
You're not even rooting for them, it feels like.
I'm not rooting against them. I mean, I don't care who wins this series.
Do you like sports?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you be okay with Philly? Now, our former boss, Spike Eskin, is now a radio host at WIP in Philadelphia. Do you have a rooting interest in Philly one way or the other in that connection?
Nope. I hope Spike
Spike
succeeds.
Against his former newsroom.
Yeah.
Because WFAN, all New York people.
Right.
Spike was their boss, Philly person. It's a pretty good storyline.
Yes. Who would I be rooting for in that situation? Well,
I'm rooting for the Sixers. But I would love to see the Knicks win. I love Embiid. I want to see him make a finals.
I think the better story is Embiid winning.
They're both pretty good stories. But only if you make, even if either team, whichever team wins this series, if they make a conference finals, it's an outstanding accomplishment and a really great story. One of these teams losing to the Bucks, pull my hair out, or the Pacers, seems unlikely after that first game. Then both seasons for Philadelphia and New York are failures.
That's the other layer to it right there. Not only Embiid winning, but Embiid and the Sixers winning in the first year that Doc is gone.
Yeah, especially if they go through Doc to do it. Finally make a conference finals.
Hashtag Doc Lock.
The Doc. So, the time to bet on the Pacers, by the way, is now. It's really the time to bet on them is when they lose their next game to the Bucks and go down 2-0. And I'm not kidding. If the Pacers go down 2-0 in that series, I'm probably going to bet, not a lot, $50? $100 in the Pacers to win the series. I have done it every series for the last 4 or 5 years, and it has served me extraordinarily well. You don't win all of them, but you win a historical high number of them.
Do you think at this rate Doc wants to lose game one?
No. No. I mean, the problem is you can't win a series without being up. You got to get up. I guess you can get to, that's not true. You can be down and get to 3-3. But barring that, I mean, a lot of these series, you're going to be at 2-1. You're going to be at 3-2. There's a lot of ways to mess it up. All right, who do you got tonight? Who do you got in these games? I'm going to go Denver for sure.
Agreed.
I mean, if Maxey's not playing, I'll go Knicks. But if Maxey plays, I'll go Sixers. I think Sixers can get one.
I'm going Sixers either way.
You are?
Yeah.
I worry about Embiid. All right. And Orlando-Cleveland's the other game.
I think we're going to tie it up tonight. I'm going to go Orlando.
I'll go Magic, too.
Look at
I
us.
Got real mad about that that survey involving you're laughing at me.
You got mad pretty quick. Like, it didn't take that long.
No, I was pretty frustrated with my podcast co-host. I don't think I love the "I can't tell if you're being serious." I can't tell if you're being serious. Check me out my hotel room on CBS Sports Network, 2 Eastern. That's where I'm going to be. I don't have a studio today. All right, Tom doesn't want to talk anymore. He's embarrassed. Grow up, Tommy. No, just kidding. Tom's the best. Thank you for listening. I'm Bill Ryder. See you tomorrow here on Ryder Than You.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.